License number AB-459.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
Well, we're glad to be here in the great state of Louisiana. That's how I always started, because it is true. We are going to climb this hill. This may be a relatively flat state. We're going to climb the hill. We're going to get to the peaks of prosperity. We're going to turn this rascal around. And that's why we bring you Herds Louisiana Live. We want to talk about the real play-by-play nuts and bolts of what takes this state above the rest, why we can be so much better than we are. And we're glad to be here. We're going to do our financial report. And then something occurred to me. There's something that we're going to talk about that we have talked about, and that is the absolute big lie, the big fiscal lie in Louisiana, and that is that we have a revenue cliff coming at us that's going to injure the state in 18 months, in 2 years, in another annual cycle. The weird part about state spending is it's from July to June. It's not January to December, so it's sort of half year. So we're already into this year's, just a month or two, but we're into 23-24. 24-25 is supposed to be all right. And then they're going to tell you, oh, but there's a fiscal cliff. We're going to stay on this because they claim the fiscal cliff is because they're going to give us some money back. They're going to lower, they being Baton Rouge. This is us, the people, the businesses against Baton Rouge. But what I've decided to do is they say that, oh, it's terrible. We're going to have this fiscal cliff of $450 million. I'm starting right now, and I've started this week, keeping up with all the unconstitutional spending, all the unauthorized spending, all the lost funds that were misspent that our legislative auditor tells us about. And I'll prove to you before this year's out, I may prove to it before September's over, that we've already wasted $400 million in this fiscal session already, this fiscal year already, just to be able to show us all we need that money back. They don't have a deficit. They can't keep up with their money. They can't quit spending our money. And the best thing a fiscal cliff can do for us is set my people free. Set my mom buying groceries free, buying clothes free. Let our commerce, our dollar go. If we've got, this is a half a point sales tax, it's going to roll off. We're going to talk about it further, but that's part of the fiscal program from now on. And that's going to be, we're going to periodically talk about, well, how much have they wasted? Because they want to, they're coming back, they being the legislature, they're coming back to say we need to keep that temporary sales tax. It is not a fiscal cliff. And we'll talk about it more. We're going to do our report. We're going to talk about a little piece of information from energy. We're going to talk a little bit about the Maui disaster. And I just wanted to mention some perspective. Also, we're going to talk about a little more detail on the wasteful spending that has already occurred. Then we're going to talk about where we go. We got to do something about this crime. We're going to talk about some positive actions going on in Caddo and the U.S. attorney that should be going on here in Orleans with the U.S. attorney. If either of them were committed to stopping violent gun crime. That's the most interesting part, is they want to outlaw guns, but they don't want to prosecute people who use guns unlawfully. Do that, and you won't have to outlaw the gun because you're going to outlaw the criminal. That's what we need to do. And then we're going to talk about the governor's race, the Senate races in the state, and that ought to eat up more than an hour. We'll bring some of it back tomorrow, but that's where we are. We're glad to be here. We'd always glad to hear from you on Louisiana Excellence Hotline. The number, as you know, I hope you know, and tell your friends, 4 o'clock's the time to get a little something new, a little something different for our community, our neighborhood. The Louisiana Hotline is 504-556-9696. I always try to do it slow because it annoys me when I'm in my cars and I want to pick up this number and they say 504-556-9696. And you're going, ho, wait, we can't do it that way. 504-556-9696. These senatorial races, we're going to talk about them. Representatives races, they're coming in hot. We're going to go through September, and then the election's going to be in October, the first primary election. So we've got all that to talk about. We've got the local flavor, and we're bringing it to you 4 to 5 every day. But let's get to our finances. Dow Jones closed 34,288, down 174 points, down another 0.5%. We've been above 35,000 easy recently, and it's just we've lost almost 1,000 points down from where it was at its peak recently, not the real peak before COVID and that kind of thing. But it's down to 34,288, down 174. NASDAQ has been different, and it has to do with whether or not there's big tech in NASDAQ. And what you find is the market is still in love with these new tech companies as if they're going to be our legacy companies going into the future, like U.S. Steel, Standard Oil, like Continental Oil, companies that are so embedded in our economy that they are going to be an income dividend producer. Right now, interestingly, the income to price ratio is high on price and low on income. It's interesting, but people are maybe buying ahead of themselves, but that's where they are. That's what's happened to the NASDAQ, why it's holding up, even though the Dow is down, as well as the S&P closed at 4,387, down 12 points, quarter of a point, not a bad loss, but it was above 4,400. It was almost at 4,500, I believe, but right now it's hovering down in the mid to lower 4,000s. But that's where it is. The market, again, we're in August. Take a breath. A lot of stockbrokers are on vacation, putting their kids in school, moving around. This is always a slow period relative to the activities that go on. When we get back, we're going to do our interest rates. Interest rates are up. We need to talk about it. Oil, gas, and poor Mr. Bitcoin. When we get back, this is Paul Herds, your host. Herds Louisiana Live is your program. We appreciate you being here. Call your friend, remind them, Herds on the air. We'll be right back.
It's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
Does your business need to boost sales or drive customer loyalty? Talk to Sir Speedy. Our direct mail pros can get your company in front of the right people with our comprehensive direct mail and mailing services. All you have to do is share your goals with us and we can do the rest. Get the ball rolling and send your next direct mail project to us. Call Sir Speedy at 504-586-9812 or visit us online at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com. That's 504-586-9812. We do it.
Join me, BJ Rusk, for the Something to Say radio show every weekday from 6 to 7 p.m. I'll be joined by Rudy Cicchini, and we will give our unique and fun thoughts on sports, music, entertainment, current events, and everything in between. Your calls are welcome, and you can also check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and at www.somethingtosayradioshow.com. The Something to Say Radio Show, weekdays at 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
Tune in to Chew On This, Saturdays at noon on WGSO. Tell us what you're cooking or ask us how to cook it with Don Clement and Patty B. We'll share recipes, cooking techniques, everything from sous vide to grilling. Got a favorite kitchen gadget? Let us know about it. Your grandma's secret sauce? Now we're talking. Tips from home cooks for gourmet cooking at your home. Join Don Clement and Patty B for Chew On This, Saturdays at noon on WGSO.
Come on to my house.
The fastest growing conservative talk show in the South is now on 5 days a week on WGSO 990.
That's right. American Ground Radio has moved from Saturdays to Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 p.m.
American Ground Radio is based out of Louisiana and is grounded in the ideas that founded our country.
American Ground Radio is a show for everyone who believes there is greatness within each of us.
So tune in Monday through Friday starting at 8 p.m.
on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO 990 AM.
Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Oh, we're back. Glad to be here. Bringing the Louisiana live information to our audience. We're glad to do it. It's a little bit different. It's not what you get on the TVs. Those are platitudes. And we're going to talk more about the platitudes coming up in the gubernatorial election. It looks like we're going to talk about everything except what matters. I know there's some money being spent, literally millions of dollars being spent, but the fact is that the advertising is more to fool you than to educate you. And we'll get to that later today. But look, one thing I wanted to, all right, let me finish up the financial report. The interest rates, our 2 year, which is 2 year treasury bill that we've been watching daily. It's still at 5.04. It went up a little bit more today, but it's above five. The 30 year is at 4.40. And so what that gives you is a 0.56. You've got an inverted curve, but you don't have much. The relative level of the inversion is lessening, is getting less steep. I was noticing that if you look at the rate between a 2 year, a 5 year, a 10 year, and a 30 year, what you find is it is inverted out front. It quickly comes down to 4.4, 4.4, 4.3, and then 4.4. And so The only part of it that's inverted, if you will, is that first number, that which means that we could be on the verge of slowing that down, where the Fed may be able to let go. We'll see. We really don't know. The market comes and goes, but all of it has elevated. It has flattened, not by the front end coming down. It's actually flattened by the back end going up. But that's where we are. We've got a half a point, 0.56 inversion. The rates are, both ends of it are going up a little bit, and that's where we are on interest rates. We'll see how it goes. Brent, the crude oil, a barrel closed at $83 a barrel. That was down a little bit. That's good. It got, I think, above 85, and now it's coming back down. Here, stepping back at 83, we hope it stays there. Used to be we'd root for it to be as high as we could, because no matter what it did to us at the fuel pump, it pumped so much money into Louisiana with all the oil and gas being produced that it really was a commodity that we wanted to go up. Today, there's less oil being produced, more oil being paid for by the citizens of Louisiana. And so we don't root for it to go up quite as high now. As far as an international issue, we want it high enough that it pays our companies to produce. And Lord knows, I hope we can figure out a way to get rid of our President Biden so that he'll give us a chance to resurrect the oil and gas industries, because we could be energy independent and the price of our energy could go down. That would reduce inflation. It would increase economic prosperity in Louisiana and business in Louisiana and in the United States. So right now we just have, our enemy is in Washington and he won't let us go. The natural gas closed at 2.56. Recently, it was up as much as 2.7, but it's down to 5.6. That's not bad. It ran most of the early part of the year at 2.3 and 2.4, so we've got a little bit of a increase. Maybe this is that 15% increase inflation that President Biden was so kind to bring to us. The gross overspending by the government is really something that just is unheard of, unreasonable, and it's almost as if the Biden administration is holding us captive, that we are going to spend and inflate until the Republicans just give in. Now, maybe they already won the battle. Maybe they feign the fight. Maybe our Republicans have become the French. You know, the French in warfare. I'm not talking about in Lafayette. Our French in war, the French in warfare, their number one military action was to find someone to surrender to. And so it's, you know, sometimes I feel like what we send up to Washington talks a good game and then promptly surrenders. We'll see, but that's where we are. Bitcoin closed at 25,810. Down another 283 points. It's come down from nearly 30 down to 25.8. And that's pretty brutal on a man named Bitcoin. He's quit buying steak and is starting to eat bologna. And we'll see how it goes. That's down another 1%. So that's our financial report. The other thing I wanted to mention is this real quick before we get to the bottom of the hour. And that's this. The tragedy on Maui was just so horrific. And you see it, people talk about it. And they quickly say, oh, it's the worst fire deaths, the worst fire measured by the number of people who were killed by the fire that we've ever had in America, in the United States. That's wrong. Now, I'm not saying it was nothing. But here's what's interesting. Our news, our weather people particularly, they are going to find a catastrophic disaster even when there's not one. Or if there's a disaster, they're going to make it of biblical proportion. In other words, they have no discernment on how bad it is. It's always bad to those who are injured. But what I'm trying to say is the exaggeration, and really a lot of this exaggeration, is simply trying to pump up the claim that we've got climate change by activity occurring by man, not the cyclical emissions from the sun. Most of the weathermen who say we're not caught up in a climate change based on human activity, i.e. the production of carbon dioxide, what they say is if you look at the cycles of the sun as far as the increased radiation, decreased radiation, it's a far better predictor of whether or not we're going to get into a warming trend or a cooling trend. But I'm afraid you can't talk about weather anymore and not try to equate it to climate change by mankind so that they can attack oil and gas. But here's the interesting part. If you wanted to look at, and I know the Maui death toll is not near complete yet, but in America, the worst fire measured by the number of people who died in it was a fire in Cloquet, Minnesota in 1918, where 1,000 people were killed. Now, you can tell when they come up with these round numbers that these are historic fires. You can tell they don't know how many really died. They know about how many died because it was long ago. People weren't as well locatable, identifiable. In Minnesota, they could be in small towns and just never be found again. But Colquitt, Minnesota right now holds the record in America, in the United States, at 1,000. The next worst fire in the United States was what they call the Great Chicago Fire. It was 300 people, and it was 1871. Recently, we had the Camp Fire, is what they call it, but it's Beauty County, California, in 2018, and there were 88 killed. Maui has already identified 106, so it's a disaster. It's not the worst we've ever had. Paul Hurd will be back. When we do that, we're going to talk more about energy. We're going to talk about politics. Have a break. Get you something cold, and we'll be right back.
Hey, folks, this is Jeff Cruer. Join me at 7 a.m. till 11 right here on WGSO 990 a.m. for Ringside Politics with a Punch. We're going to be bringing you great guests. We'll discuss the latest hot topics and, of course, taking your phone calls. On Wednesday, Ross Thompson joins the CEO of Patriot Defender fighting for the constitutional rights of conservatives. We'll discuss the hot topics of the day with the Crawgator. Now we'll visit with John Schroeder, state treasurer, candidate for governor. All of that and more right here on Ringside from 7 to 11 on WGSO.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
Atomic batteries are powerful. Turbines are speed.
Now, every
everything old is new again. America's entertainment pop culture talk show.
If you relate to these clips playing in the background, you will relate to Everything Old is New Again right here on WGSO. Hi, this is Douglas Viviani of Everything Old is New Again. Join us for the fun on Saturday mornings at 8 right here on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Jeff Palermo. Louisiana U.S. Senator Bill Cassidy believes former President Donald Trump should end his campaign to return to the White House because Cassidy believes Trump cannot defeat President Joe Biden in the general election. Trump faces several federal criminal charges, and Cassidy believes the one that will certainly stick is the mishandling of classified documents.
I think Joe Biden needs to be replaced, but I don't think Americans will vote for someone who's been convicted. So I'm just very sorry about how all this is playing out.
Cassidy made the comments during the CNN State of the Union program. A family in southeast Louisiana is mourning the death of a 12-year-old killed in an ATV accident over the weekend in St. Tammany Parish. Sergeant Suzanne Carboni with the St. Tammany Parish Sheriff's Office says based on their investigation, the 12-year-old was the driver.
Just want people, parents, individuals to understand that these are not toys. They are very dangerous. They needed to be treated as such.
LRN.
The next time you hit the open road in Louisiana, take a closer look at who's out there with you. We're on the road in our vehicles, on our bikes, and on foot. And we need to respect each other. We all have the right to be on the road. In fact, it's Louisiana law. When you are in a vehicle, you must stop and yield to pedestrians and crosswalks. Follow the law and respect your fellow travelers. Paid for by Louisiana Highway Safety Commission.
Uh-oh. Sometimes things at work go sideways. It's days like this when your workers' comp carrier matters most.
I was not planning for this today.
When your workday takes an unexpected turn, trust Luba Workers' Comp to provide the support and solutions you need to get everything back to normal. Contact us today to experience genuine dependability in action. Visit us online at lubawc.com or call your independent insurance agent today.
Now is your chance to get rid of those old pants for good. WGSO supports the New Orleans homeless community through Grace at the Green Light. Grace needs to restock its free clothing closet for the unsheltered with new or gently used menswear. Donations accepted Tuesday and Saturday mornings, 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. at 1526 Aretha Castle Haley Boulevard or anytime at donate.graceatthegreenlight.org.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, every Monday and Friday at 5 p.m. live on WGSO Radio New Orleans, talking Saints football in our 12th season in the red zone. We'll be live at Premier Nissan at 6636 Veterans Boulevard, where Metairie meets Kenner, for another exciting season of Saints football live on WGSO Radio.
Hey, y'all, the Beat Exchange has a new time slot. Mondays at 7 p.m. on WGSO, 990 a.m. in New Orleans, The Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover.
That's the Flaming Conservative. Join me now on Friday nights at 7 p.m. for Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya on WGSO.
Running on our second half of the show. We're glad to be here. Paul Hurd, your host again. Hurd's Louisiana Live again. We'd be glad to hear from you. 504-556-9696. the old WGSO guest line. We're always glad to hear from you. I think I've got a caller in from the pro-life whistleblower, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you for bringing up the climate change death cult Blaine Washington attack on this country. Good afternoon, brothers.
Good afternoon.
Whistleblowing parents, patriots, police, military, pet owners, cowboys, and cowgirls. NASA, the Nazi assassin, satanic atheist, attacked Maui with an experimental heat laser weapon that's circulating Earth at this very moment. This is not a natural wildfire. This was another planned attack. This is an evil, satanic satellite, Ming the Merciless style execution of innocent plants, people, pets, and property. Yes, sir.
That's a little bit more science fiction than science fact. I don't think there's any great laser beam out there starting fires. What happened was, I've been to Hawaii. Other people have been to Hawaii. I don't know if you've been. What's weird about Hawaii is that the way the mountains control the terrain and whether or not it's wet or it's relatively arid and dry, because the rains come in from one side, they hit the mountains, and as that wet cloud goes up, it rains on one side, and when it gets to the other side, it's much drier. And that was the way it was on the Big Island. That's the way it is on Maui. It's the way it is on Oahu, because they've got mountain ranges that squeeze the water out on one side before it gets to the other. And I think what happened is, you had that with as everyone has said, and then you had the hurricane down below that was spinning and creating, not rain because it was too far away, but it was creating a wind pattern across the islands that really elevated the wind. And then it reminds me of the California wildfires in that it looks like what they're going to find was the cause was that the sparking of some sort of their electrical grid lit the grass on fire, and with 30 and 40 mile an hour winds, you can burn a whole lot of grass in a real big hurry. And so I'm not sure there's the climate change myth to me is just that. It's a myth. It is not man-made. It is a... What we want to forget, what these people who want to make climate change their excuse for getting rid of oil and gas, what they don't understand is climate variability. Up in the north end of the state, we had an extraordinarily wet spring. We're having a dry end of the summer. And when we get to the end of the year, do you know what we're going to have? An average rainfall. What they forget is the natural variability that occurs.
I hope you're right, and I don't trust the government. I really do believe that they have experimental weapons up there that they'll never tell us about, and I do believe that some of the fires could have been set, like in Canada, by terrorists. And I don't trust the Brand Washington climate change terrorists, that they're a death cult. That's what I consider Brand Washington to be nowadays, is a climate change death cult. And they're coming to take our light bulbs, our cars, our trucks, anything that's gas fired, you know, our refrigerators. I mean, you name it.
I don't disagree with you. I just think that it's one of those things that I don't think they would experiment with secret weapons. They would experiment with them, but I don't think they would do it in such a way, because if they're smart enough to create it, they're smart enough to control it. And all of this taken. I was talking to my wife about the light bulbs. We need, when we get a different group in control in Washington, they're going to get 4 years, maybe just 2 years chance to turn off all of this woke climate craziness. I want my light bulbs back. I want my gas stove. I want my air conditioner pumping cool air, and I want these guys, and I want my oil and gas pumping and making us powerful. Look, we had it. There were two articles that I was going to talk about last week, and that was one of them said, all these pipelines are being built, and once we get these pipelines in, we're going to bring all the natural gas down to the Gulf, down here in Louisiana. We're going to then compress it and cool it, put it on tankers as liquefied natural gas, and we're then going to be able to ship it to Europe, for example, or to Japan as a product, an energy product that is clean and manageable. And the other article said that that the government should be stopping pipelines because they're going to be a relic of the past, because we're going to quit using oil and gas in the next 5 years. 5 years.
It makes
absolutely no sense.
They're mentally ill.
Well, there are a different group of people that I think their problem simply is mental illness, but I think on this oil and gas, it's become more of, we all remember when the Allegheny River in Pittsburgh was so polluted that it would, or the one in Detroit also, they literally would catch on fire. There was so much pollutants being dumped into those rivers. We've come, that was in the 60s. We've come from the issue of clean, and we need clean, cleaner than what we used to do in the 50s and 60s. Green is a whole farce. It's a whole myth. Clean, we need carbon dioxide, is as natural as dirt, and the plants love it. And it's one of those things that you want to go, if you'll just leave it alone, the trees and the plants will take care of that carbon dioxide and turn it into this strange old substance we call oxygen. So I look at it, we've gotten away from clean. And you know, we don't have acid rain much anymore that I know of at all. But I understand clean. We're being hoodwinked on green. And I can't understand a company like Ford Motor Company losing billions to produce electric vehicles that don't work, and therefore people don't want them. And this climate myth, this climate cult is just a problem with our kids. The Gen Xers and the Ys and the Zs they want plastic cups. They want a high standard of living, and they don't understand with what they're doing with every stroke of trying to do away with oil and gas. They are trying to move back to grass huts. I want to look at them and say, do you understand everything you're touching is made with or is combined with stuff that comes out of oil and gas, petrochemical?
They're dangerous psychopaths. I really believe that with all my heart and soul. They're a climate change death cult is what they are. And they woke. And when you go woke, you broke. And we need to make sure that they go broke. Don't buy, sell, or trade with them at all. And I'm talking about all of them. Definitely. And even try to take away our ice cream trucks. I mean, literally, these people are New World Order satanic servants of the beast.
If there's anything that is really common with all of them is they don't believe in any particular freedom of an individual. They think that whatever their idea of the month is like a flavor of ice cream for the month. And they just simply want to be able to impose it on people because they thought it was a good idea. And there's plenty of tyrants out there that are willing to be dictators. Look, I appreciate the call. Climate's a tough one for us because we can't stop it. We got to take a break. I apologize. Let's take our break. We'll come back for the last segment of the Herds Louisiana Live. We skint that cat.
Son of a gun, we're having fun on the bike.
The Louisiana Music and Heritage Experience presents NOLA Funk Fest, October 20th through the 22nd at the New Orleans Jazz Museum. This festival includes 3 days of our local beloved music, food, art, and fun, plus a special Fats Domino and Dave Bartholomew exhibit. The festival will feature Irma Thomas, Leo Nocentelli, the Dirty Dozen Brass Band, George Porter Jr. and the Runnin' Partners, and so much more. For tickets and more information, go to NOLAFunkFest.com.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
Does your business need to boost sales or drive customer loyalty? Talk to Sir Speedy. Our direct mail pros can get your company in front of the right people with our comprehensive direct mail and mailing services. All you have to do is share your goals with us and we can do the rest. Get the ball rolling and send your next direct mail project to us. Call Sir Speedy at 504-586-9812. Or visit us online at SirSpeedyNewOrleans.com. That's 504-586-9812. We do it.
You might be afraid to speak out for fear of cancel culture or losing your job. Christian Garrick Show on WGSO is your platform. Noon to 2 weekdays right here on 990 AM WGSO.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 a.m. for our 8th season of Breakfast with the Bayou Bengals live from the Silver Slipper Casino in Bay St. Louis, Mississippi.
All right, we're here with our gun lap for our little athletic analogy. We're glad to be here. We got our last 15 minutes. What was interesting on the climate debate, the climate discussion, is we all see this thing as differently. We all are afraid that we're doing something bad, but I'm afraid we're being hoodwinked. I think our caller, our pro-life whistleblower, he's convinced. I'm not sure that we've got magical weapons starting these fires. I think the problem is that we have more fires because we have more modern technology, electrical circuits, electric grid, business, machinery, activity, automobiles. We have more of those ignition mechanisms out and about. And so we accidentally set more fires. Didn't I just have him? Oh, all right. Look, I got another caller. I'm glad to have him. Come on in.
Hey, good afternoon, Paul, my fellow colleague.
Yeah, I'm glad to have you.
Yeah, before you say, you know, I'm back on Friday nights.
Well, that's good. I thought I heard something saying you were getting back on. So I'll send some of my people to you, and you send some of your people to me.
Tell me, welcome to call me 7-8 Monday through Friday nights at 7-8.
All right, but, sounds good. So what you got for us?
When you agree Joe Biden is a liar, a blatant liar, he went down there laughing and says he lost his home in a fire and all that when he went to Hawaii. The guy lies all the time.
He just doesn't let the facts get in the way of his petty, senile stories. I just don't know. You know that old saying, who are you going to believe, me or your lying eyes? If there was ever any proof that they don't care who they being the Democratic Party, the institutional party in Washington, D.C., they do not care who sleeps in the White House as long as they sleep with him. And the answer is, he's glad to be there and eat ice cream. He's like a child king that all the other ministers are literally running the government. And I really, the history book's going to be written one day that's going to reveal the inside of this administration and whether or not there is actually daily, weekly interface between Michelle Obama, Barack Obama, and the inner circle of the Biden administration. We know they are people who worked in those administrations, but I'm literally talking about day-to-day, week-to-week planning on how to deal with strategic issues being done by people we don't know who they are. There's no sense asking Joe Biden a question, because if he needs to know the answer of what we're going to do, he's going to go have to ask somebody else too. I appreciate it. I'm gonna leave him alone. The most interesting, I try not to do too much national, is because it's not even intellectually interesting. It is simply the power of government. And I'd rather talk about Louisiana and how we can make this place a better place to live, a better place for my grandchildren to come home to.
That's why I got my radio shows, a calling from God.
There you go. We need his help every day.
I don't make money off of it, but I'm getting sponsors, and they appreciate my talents, and I appreciate that too. And let me ask you this before we go, Paul. Wouldn't you agree if they built a bridge between Lafitte and Grand Isle, which is only maybe 5-10 miles, Grand Isle can be Louisiana's answer to Gulfport and Biloxi Beach without the casinos? It could still be a nice tourist attraction. Wouldn't you agree?
Look, I don't know that you need the bridge for that to happen, but I know what you're saying. It's a little increased accessibility. Maybe just fixing Highway 1 better could bring the same people down. The DOTD issue that I've got, I appreciate what you're saying. I think that might be a great strategic investment. But if they think they're going to put a toll on the bridge over the Sabine River in Lake Charles on I-10, all they're going to do is succeed in shutting down I-10 and the traffic and the economy and the progress is going to go elsewhere. That was the worst possible idea that I've ever heard on as far as building bridges. We need a new I-10 bridge. Get it around. They've already got a loop. Short term, they can move the traffic around Lake Charles. Long term, they can build a new bridge, and they won't it doesn't have to take 5 years. It doesn't have to take 10 years. You can build a 5-lane, 6-lane bridge over that river at the height that needs to be, and you can get it done in 24 months. If we decided in Louisiana, we're going to get something done. We're going to show out. We're going to show them that when we want to make a change to this place, we're going to stop. We're going to make a change, and we're all going to pull together. We're all going to get it done. But don't put a toll on I-10 unless you just want to tear it up and dump it in the swamp. So, look, I appreciate the idea on. I hadn't heard the idea on Grand Isle, but I'll ask around and see what else people think about whether
I'm gonna have Billy on my show September 8th, and that's gonna be one of our topics of discussion.
That sounds great. Well, look, I appreciate you calling. Let me finish just a little bit of business here. I did want to mention, because I'm going to mention it every day, and that is the clemency hearings for our 57 murderers are still pending. 20 of the 57 have hearings already scheduled. Governor Edwards has ordered the clemency board to hold these hearings no matter what, even if they violate the procedural rules in effect. And what I can't figure out, I can't get a public comment out of the Orleans District Attorney Office. Jason Williams, call us, talk to us. Are you going to show up and object to turning loose two murderers out of Orleans? One of them killed three people, Annette Frank. One of them killed two people, Clifford DeRussi. And all I hear is crickets, crickets. The victims, the families that were injured and destroyed, and I say the same thing to Paul Connick. Jefferson Parish has a murderer, Emmett Taylor, up for clemency in the first round. I can't get a comment. I've called in three different places. Mr. Connick, get your people to call us and get someone to represent. Where is the DA on the death penalty and enforcing these death sentences that the juries impose? Look, we'll be back tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Get in here. We're coming in hot. Paul Hurd's Louisiana Live. Come back and see us tomorrow.
Louisiana Music and Heritage Experience presents NOLA Funk Fest, October 20th through the 22nd at the New Orleans Jazz Museum. This festival includes 3 days of our local beloved music, food, art, and fun, plus a special Fats Domino and Dave Bartholomew exhibit. The festival will feature Irma Thomas, Leo Nocentelli, the Dirty Dozen Brass Band, George Porter Jr. and the Running Partners, and so much more. For tickets and more information, go to NOLAFunkFest.com. Join me, BJ Rusk, for the Something to Say radio show every weekday from 6 to 7 p.m. I'll be joined by Rudy Cicchini, and we will give our unique and fun thoughts on sports, music, entertainment, current events, and everything in between. Your calls are welcome, and you can also check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and at www.somethingtosayradioshow.com. The Something to Say radio show, weekdays at 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
New Orleans, are you ready to have a conversation? Well, if you are, Ron Richardson is here to tell you that you should tune into my show, Conversations with Ron Richardson, every Saturday morning from 11 a.m. until 12 noon here on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com, where we discuss mental health, disability, and everyday life. Tune in to Conversations with Ron Richardson every Saturday morning from 11 a.m. until 12 noon here on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
WGSO 990 AM is the only locally owned and operated talk station in New Orleans. We feature 20 local hosts discussing a variety of topics. In an era when the daily newspaper is being discontinued and our competitors are out-of-state media conglomerates, we ask you, our listeners, to support local programming on a local station. To advertise or sponsor one of our great shows, contact me at jeff@wgso.com or call 504-669-6076.
This is William Wallace. Listen to my show on Tuesday night at 5 o'clock, William Wallace for America, here on WGSO 990 AM.